On the 18th of April 2024, I done an unannounced site inspection at the Vlugenskroon wastewater treatment plant. To my amazement, I found the plant to be totally non-functional, not what was reported in our meetings. The only thing that was working was two of the seven aerators that were still turning, but I'm not sure why, as they had no apparent reason for turning and was just a waste of electricity. No treatment was done to the sewage, and the sewage just passed through the plant and exited the other side. Not even chlorine was added to the sewage. This just goes to show that under the leadership of Executive Mayor Councillor Mokotsane, the infrastructure has collapsed totally. Maybe someone needs overinflated tenders to fund their political campaign. Managers are hiding their incompetence and being protected, and yet receive their big salaries at the end of the month. First, it was the plant in Kroonstad that was found to be totally dysfunctional on a site inspection, and now for Vlugenskroon. I personally took a team of engineers when the Deputy President Mabuza visited Kroonstad. A team of his engineers went with me to do a site inspection at the Vlugenskroon wastewater treatment plant, where I warned them that this is the possibility in the future. I am dreading going to Stanzhurst to do a site inspection with the possibility of this plant being the third plant to be dysfunctional, but I will investigate. The rot keeps on popping up the further we go. Inspectors that you check are obviously not doing their work. MECs that are tasked to oversee the conditions are nowhere to be found, and ultimately the ministers are neglecting the people and future generations with raw sewage flowing into our untreated rivers. It's time for the electorate to hold leadership to account. It is also time for leaders to get out their fancy offices, into their expensive cars, and do the job they are getting overpaid to do. It's not as though the expected services come cheap to the hard-working taxpayers of South Africa. As voters, we need to hold leaders to account. And if they do not do what is expected, our duty is to vote them out. A vote is not sold to a party, but rather you lend it for 5 years and re-evaluate it at the end of the 5 years, and then evaluate what promises were made and what was done. At present, the ANC government is failing dismally, and the people are taking note.